North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never-frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt.
A few weeks ago, I was in Huntsville, Alabama with my daughter, Cora, as we celebrated some heroes. We celebrated veterans through Letterman of the USA. They gave autographed footballs to some very special veterans and had special guests to visit with those veterans. And I had Daryl Furman as an interview there, talked to him, and he mentioned about a special program that is now taking place through Letterman of the USA, an outreach part of their program. And he talked to me about Susan Cormany and her work as program coordinator with Interiors for Heroes. Susan is on the line with me right now, and I wanted to be able to talk about this evening as we try to honor and recognize our veterans and find ways and opportunities that we can help them. Welcome to The Mark Wyatt Show, Susan Cormany.
Thank you, Mark, for having me.
Glad to have you. And I told Daryl during our conversation that I was happy to talk to you about this subject and the work that you're doing through Letterman of the USA as the program coordinator for Interiors for Heroes. It sounds like a really good work that's taking place thanks to Letterman of the USA.
I got involved with this initiative back in the early spring of this year, 2021. We had gotten a call from the Salvation Army down in Tuscaloosa and were approached about assisting in rehoming some veterans that were coming out of the Salvation Army rehabilitation program. They are doing some very modern type rehab work with life skills for veterans who have been homeless, others have been homeless, those that have been kind of neglected, I would say, from the system in getting benefits and other resources that they need to have a quality of life. And specifically, we were asked to provide some furniture for this one individual that was coming out of the shelter program. And being that the Letterman of the USA is typically a bunch of former athletes that are men, they looked to me for some advice on how do we pull this off, Susan? What can we do? We don't know how to go out and source furniture and decorate apartments. So I stepped up and said I would certainly see what I could do. The goal was to keep this as minimally cost as possible. So I solicited support from a group of ladies within a Facebook group that I'm in the Birmingham area. And the response was really wonderful. folks volunteer to either help us with labor time or furnishings, specifically living room furniture, bedroom furniture, kitchenware, bathroom supplies, you know, all the things that you need to have a livable situation in a new apartment.
What has been the response so far, Susan, from people who want to support this effort, who say, you know, that's exactly what I wanted to do to try to help veterans and find a place to be able to donate and to make a difference in this way?
Well, from a broad perspective, I would tell you, you know, we hear this every day among ourselves and in the wider United States community of people that care about veterans. They don't really know how to help. And I hear it said all the time, we need to do more for our homeless veterans. Instead of taking care of this or that, we need to focus on our own and our own that serve our nation. This is a wonderful opportunity at the grassroots level, specifically in Central and West Alabama, to help those that are in need. I will tell you that in my multiple conversations with the Salvation Army, I'm told that they find these gentlemen in camps in the woods, on the street, you know, living on a sidewalk behind a Walmart. One of our veterans was living on a sidewalk outside of a Subway restaurant. I mean, just crazy situations that they find themselves in. And every one of them that I've worked with, every one of the clients has some level of physical disability, and some have emotional problems as well. Many in their distress turn to substance abuse. And of course, you know, that we know that that's a huge problem in our country, but to have veterans that are sick and unstable, you know, emotionally through PTSD or through physical disabilities, et cetera, living homeless, it's just unacceptable. So the way that I have found our community to be of help is to first be willing to support us in donating the furnishings that we need to provide them with a home. A home with dignity, a home that's comfortable, that's attractive and beautiful, with a lot of assorted things that I can randomly put together and make a beautiful package and a real home with. Further, the financial support is really starting to come to fruition. We have several ways that people can donate. The primary way is through going to our website, Letterman of the USA, otherwise known as lotusa.org. LOTUSA.org. We have done Facebook Giving Tuesday campaigns. I'm doing one right now on my own Facebook page. And then, of course, through the website, as I mentioned, that's a good way to donate. Primarily, the cash funds that we need are to fund rental trucks and fuel and other out-of-pocket expenses for certain housewares that we have to buy that are not donated. Things like linens and towels and kitchenware and just the sort of things that are not donated. I never know every week when I go around town and pick up things what we're going to get. So there's always extra needs that require cash.
Right now we're talking to Susan Cormany. She's the Program Director for Interiors for Heroes, another outreach of Letterman of the USA. You've heard about Letterman of the USA through the Mark White Show before and the difference that they're making in the lives of veterans. Susan, will you stick with me as we continue this conversation and take it over into the next segment and talk some more about this effort and how people can help?
Absolutely.
Folks, I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation about Letterman of the USA and their Interiors for Heroes program. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never-frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day. He finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us this evening as I talk to my special guest, Susan Cormany. She's the program coordinator with Interiors for Heroes, another outreach of Letterman of the USA. Now, it's interesting because tomorrow afternoon, I'm going to be in Huntsville for Major Wooten's 105th birthday, and that is exactly where I found out about Letterman of the USA, as they gave Major Wooten an autographed football at his 102nd birthday. And I have followed Letterman of the USA. I've followed Daryl Furman and the effort that Letterman of the USA is doing to help our veterans. And I appreciate this great work. And as I mentioned, Susan Cormany is on the line with me right now so that we can share about this special effort called Interiors for Heroes. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Susan.
Yes, yeah, thanks again for having me.
I know that there are people listening right now who are looking for opportunities and ways to help. And in the first segment, you mentioned that there are those out there who say, let's help our own, let's help our veterans, the ones that are homeless, the ones that are struggling right now. And whether that be an addiction or a need for a home or other situations that they might find themselves, here we have an opportunity now for people who are saying they want to make a difference in the lives of veterans to be able to do that.
Yeah. Well, the Letterman of the USA does a variety of services and honoring programs for veterans. The one that I'm specifically affiliated with is the newest one, and it's called Interiors for Heroes. I have a background in interior design from earlier in my career. After that, I actually had a career, decades-long career in medical sales, and I recently retired about a year ago. So I'm able to donate a lot of my time now to get this thing off the ground. And I think that we've done a really great job so far in a short period of time since we began in March of this year in 2021. I'm hoping that as we move into 2022, we will have a more, maybe a more formalized type program with our volunteers and our donation efforts.
So in the first segment, Susan, we talked about people who are able to donate. We talked about people who can dive into this effort. How about the veterans who are benefiting from it? What have you seen from those who have benefited from this effort, how it makes them feel, their expression of thanks and gratitude from people who have given to this effort, Interiors for Heroes?
Okay, I'm going to tell you just from three angles. And this, I can get very emotional when I talk about this, because for anybody who's ever volunteered with homeless people, as I have done actually for actually many years prior to this, you know that these people are many times forsaken, they're ignored, they're forgotten about. For veterans, they feel that really their country forgot about them. Specifically, the ones that we're working with are older gentlemen primarily. They're in their mid to late 60s or in their mid to or early to mid 70s. Many of them fought in the Vietnam era. We have one that was a POW in Vietnam and was tortured horrifically. He has a multitude of health problems. He's currently in the hospital. We're going to be helping him hopefully when he gets out soon. But the devastation that these individuals have endured after their service in the military is really, it's hard to describe because most of us can't relate to it. For whatever reason, you know, they have either been isolated from their families, they have chronic PTSD. Most all of them have some level of physical disability or injury or chronic conditions that render them unable to work. They have not been able to receive the veterans benefits that they are entitled to. And this is what bothers me a lot, because a lot of these guys would have never had to have been homeless had they tapped into the resources that they are entitled to. And thank God for the Salvation Army, because when they find these clients and bring them into their shelter, they are able to then assign social workers to these gentlemen and really help them get the needs met that they have. And whether that's life skills, retraining, drug or alcohol rehabilitation, if that's the case, or getting tapped into social workers within the VA system that can get them disability benefits, food stamps, and things of that nature that they really need to have to survive and not end up in the homeless world again. All of these gentlemen have been extremely humble. I try to be very sensitive when I deal with them to make sure that they're comfortable with what we do when we come in to furnish their apartment. That, you know, we're not there to take over their life or to intrude on their privacy, but we're there to comfort them and to give them love and honor, to furnish a home that has dignity and comfort and safety, with the ultimate goal of not being homeless again. I do believe, you know, based on having some background in interior design, that a person's home and space, wherever they live or work, matters to them. It impacts their emotional health and well-being, and many times their physical health and well-being. So having a nice home is something they're proud of. I can't tell you how many hugs I get, how many tears of joy there are when we do these projects, because these veterans realize they weren't forgotten about after all. You know, we stepped up as a group. The VA system has finally stepped up and provided what they needed. The Salvation Army took them in and gave them a kickstart to where they are now. So it's really a team effort among government, nonprofit, and volunteers and people that just care. I just can't say enough about it. We've done 6 apartments thus far. These gentlemen have become our dear friends. You know, they call. I had one that said, "Hey, you know, I'm doing great and I love my new apartment, but I'd like to add some prayer candles into my apartment." He's a devout religious man, and he said, "You know, I can't go to church. I'm not able to get out much. I'm homebound, but if I could just pray at home, can you get me some candlesticks?" Well, you know, I put the word out to my donor group, and, you know, within an hour I had brass candlesticks and candles. something that simple. Something that simple makes a huge difference. And so we're beyond with our current clients the initial response to their homelessness. Now we're adding and doing those things that are just extremely meaningful to them in their heart.
And just like Alan Hopkins, who I posted about the other day, who is a veteran of the Air Force, Air Force Reserve, and National Guard, who had lost his job and was in immediate need of having his utility bills covered, Letterman of the USA stepped in to do that. And these are examples that you're giving, Susan, of the overall picture of Letterman of the USA. But to give these veterans peace of mind, to give them that home that they can feel comfortable in, and as you mentioned, a lot of veterans struggle with various issues, and so having that peace of mind, having that place where they know they can go and be safe, that is very important in their life.
Yes, it is. And further, what I've also learned is that many of these gentlemen do have family, and I don't know all the reasons why the family wasn't involved in their homelessness situation, but now that they're settled and they have their homes, and sometimes we set up the guest room so the grandkids can come, they're so proud. They're just so proud that they have a place where they can have their family over, have the grandkids over to spend the night, that type thing, and live like a normal person again. Every one of these people have had another life. You know, post-military, they had jobs, they had careers, you know, they lived normal lives on and off, but here in their elder years, they've gotten in trouble. And so we can turn that around. And nothing gets me more gratitude and peace of mind knowing that someone that's in their elder years that's not able to work anymore can have safety, peace, and enjoy their, you know, their older years with joy, quite frankly. I mean, it's a joyous thing to have a nicely appointed home with comfortable things like everybody else gets to have, and being honored for their service, being able to get their benefits finally, to not be destitute and to not be ashamed. The shame of homelessness and being dirty and destitute is horrible. And every one of these people deserve a chance, another chance at having a good life.
Susan, it sounds like you're where you need to be right now as the program coordinator with Interiors for Heroes. I appreciate the work that's taking place, and I do again want to give you an opportunity to share how you want people to participate, how to be a part of this effort.
There's three things that can be done for anyone that has a little time or a little cash, and that is, one, we always need volunteers. As I said, we have a good donor base, but we need more donors of good quality furniture. It doesn't have to be pristine, but it needs to be clean and in good condition that we can use. We have several storage spaces that have been donated to us from the storage box self-storage facility in Hoover. They have been extremely gracious as a sponsor for us. So we can pick up the furniture and then store it. So furnishings of any and all types, basically, we need ongoing. Secondly, we need volunteers to help us. Then that involves picking up things and helping us put them into our storage space. And then on the days that we do our apartment installations, we need volunteers who are not afraid to get their hands dirty and help us move furniture and install the apartment and help us make sure everything's clean and tidy and hanging draperies, you know, setting up bathrooms and kitchens and all of those things to set up the home. And then finally, we need people that can support us financially. You know, not everybody's able to go move furniture, not able, to spend a day doing that, but they can certainly help us with, you know, $10 or $20 in our funds that we can use to buy the things that are not donated, to rent the trucks that we must buy, or rent, rather, the rental trucks, and then the gasoline and fuel that we, you know, have to pay for, you know, for the rental trucks. And then the things that I have to go buy. I am very diligent. I'm a very thrifty shopper. I buy things at Ollie's, at the discount stores and Big Lots, and sometimes Target. But, you know, we look for the best buys and the best deals, and I negotiate like crazy to get the best deals whenever we have to buy things new. But every little bit of cash helps in that regard.
Specifically, what areas are you all helping when it comes to Interiors for Heroes?
Yeah, well, the clients we have primarily right now are in the Tuscaloosa area. The reason for that is because the VA campus in Tuscaloosa has a very strong residential housing arrangement. They have a multi-story apartment building, and several hundred veterans live there. And they are nicely designed for handicapped access and the like. And not all counties have that. So they kind of are the clearinghouse as far as providing subsidized veteran housing on a VA facility campus. Many of the veterans that I've worked with so far have come from other parts of the state to actually land in Tuscaloosa. That's where we do most of our work presently. We will be doing more in the greater Birmingham area as we, you know, get more help and resources to expand our efforts. It's just, you know, a time thing of being able to go meet with and determine who are the clients, where are the needs, and who, you know, who among us can volunteer and help, you know, lead these efforts to do these projects. So North Alabama, you know, certainly would be a target market as well. We just need people that want to do what we're doing and work with the agencies that are providing the actual living arrangement. We do not source the apartments. The other agencies do that. What we do is provide the furniture and the labor to furnish and decorate. So, you know, we're all about expanding as long as we have people that are willing to help us with their time and energy and funds.
And the truth is, whether it's Tuscaloosa, Tucson, or Tullahoma, if a veteran's in need, wherever we are, we know that we're helping a veteran through this program. So that's the most important thing, is if somebody wants to help a veteran, this is an opportunity to do that wherever that veteran is at. If they are in Tuscaloosa, then you know that you're helping a veteran in Tuscaloosa, and that's a good thing.
Right. But realizing, too, that most of these guys are not Tuscaloosa natives. They're from other parts of the state of Alabama. Tuscaloosa is now their home, and most of them over time make friends and have their own support system there at the VA facility. There are some other apartments in outside private complexes that they go to, and hopefully, you know, they reach out and make friends wherever they are in those locations as well. I do think that the community at the Valor Grove apartment building is very strong. When we do our installations in there, we always get volunteer veterans to help us as well. They'll say, hey, we want to help our buddy that just moved in. You know, let us help too. We can move furniture. We can do these things. And so, we're trying to kind of work the Habitat for Humanity angle to some degree. If those guys that are there help us, then, you know, we can put them on our list to help them. As we have furnishings available, we can provide some things for them as well, even if they didn't come out of the Salvation Army. The fact that they are willing to donate their time and labor and emotional support to the newcomer, we can help them to upgrade what they're living in.
Absolutely. Susan, I appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show today to share about your work as program coordinator with Interiors for Heroes, another outreach of Letterman of the USA. I do encourage people to go to lotusa.org. That's lotusa.org. And also follow Letterman of the USA on social media. And I appreciate your work as the program coordinator, Susan.
Well, it's been a pleasure to talk to you about what we do. Thank you for giving us so much time. I would just like to reinforce to your listeners that we have 4 veterans that we're working with this month in December as we speak right now. And one just got the keys to his new apartment yesterday. So we have to furnish his 1 bedroom space from top to bottom. And we have our existing clients where we're going to be adding a few things. And then we have a whole crew coming out of the Salvation Army rehab program early in 2022, which will probably be at least 5 clients. So we have a lot going on right now and in the immediate future. And one other thing that I did not mention, a huge need that we have really struggled with is getting donations of good working washers and dryers. There are always connections in these apartments, but we struggle with getting good working appliances to go in them. So if anybody's out there that wants to upgrade their appliances and donate their old ones, we'd sure love to have them.
How about a phone number, Susan? Maybe there's somebody out there who's not necessarily internet savvy.
Yeah, for sure. Call me. You know, my phone's always on and available. My number is 205-329-1039. Again, 205-329-1039.
Folks, Susan Cormany, Program Coordinator with Interiors for Heroes, thank you again for joining me here on the Mark White Show today, Susan.
It was my pleasure. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Susan Cormany, Daryl Furman, Letterman of the USA, Interiors for Heroes, and all these organizations who are stepping up to help our veterans. We appreciate that. If this show is an encouragement to you, if you're finding purpose through this show, finding a way to make a difference, I want you to share it with your family, your friends, your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities. You can follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
To live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.
Hey folks, right now I'm with Quentin Ingram as we talk about the second annual ADC Junior Bicycle Giveaway taking place at Foodland in Elgin.
Hey, this is Quentin Ingram. I just wanted to let y'all know that we are receiving donations, bicycles that you want to bring out. I will be there 7 to 5 almost every day. You can reach the store at 256-247-1958. Or you can reach me on my cell phone, which is 256-275-6275.
We hope you'll support the second annual ADC Junior Bicycle Giveaway in honor of Antonio Dion Clark Jr. Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air,
where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today. Something good today.